tin. Suck, suck, suck.
At first, Merle Cassidy thought he was hearing it in a dream, one of the bad ones where his stepfather was getting ready to tune up on him. The bald bastard had a way of rapping on the kitchen table, first with his knuckles, then with his whole fist, as he asked the preparatory questions that led up to that evening's beating. Where were you? Why do you bother wearing that watch if you're always going to be late for supper? Why don't you ever help your mother? Why do you bother bringing those books home if you're never going to do any fucking homework? His mother might try to protest, but she was ignored. If she tried to intervene, she was pushed away. Then the fist that had been hitting the table with ever-increasing force would start hitting him.
Thuck, thuck, thuck.
Merle opened his eyes to get away from the dream and had just a moment to savor the irony. He was 1,500 miles away from that bullying asshole. 1,500 at least. And still as close as any night's sleep. Not that he'd gotten a full night. He rarely had since running away from home.
Thuck, thuck, thuck.
It was a cop, tapping with his nightstick. Patient. Now making a cranking gesture with his free hand, roll it down. For a moment, Merle had no idea where he was. But when he looked through the windshield at the big box store looming across what seemed like a mile of mostly empty parking lot, it snapped into place. El Paso. This was El Paso. The Buick he was driving was almost out of gas, and he was almost out of money. He had pulled into the Walmart Supercenter lot to catch a few hours' sleep. Maybe in the morning he would have an idea of what to do next. Only now, there probably was no next.
Thuck, thuck, thuck.
He rolled down the window. Good morning, officer. I was driving late, and I pulled in to get a little sleep. I thought it would be all right to coop a little here. If I was wrong, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. That's actually admirable, said the cop. And when he smiled, Merle had a moment of hope. It was a friendly smile. Lots of people do it. Only most of them don't look 14 years old.
I'm 18, just small for my age.
But he felt an immense weariness that had nothing to do with the short sleep he'd had over the last weeks. Uh-huh. And people are always mistaking me for Tom Hanks. Some even ask for my autograph. Let's see your license and registration.
One more effort, as weak as the final twitch of a dying man's foot. They were in my coat. Someone stole it while I was in the restroom at McDonald's, this was.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. And where are you from?
Phoenix, Merle said without conviction.
Uh-huh. So how come that's an Oklahoma plate on this beauty?
Merle was silent, out of answers.
Step out of the car, son. And even though you look about as dangerous as a little yellow dog shitting in a rainstorm, keep your hands where I can see them.
Merle got out of the car without too much regret. It had been a good run. More, really, when you thought of it. It had been a miraculous run. He should have been collared a dozen times since leaving home in late April, but he hadn't been. Now that he had been, so what? Where had he been going anyway? Nowhere. Anywhere. Away from the bald bastard.
What's your name, kiddo?
Merle Cassidy. Merle, short for Merlin. A few early shoppers looked at them, then went on their way into the round-the-clock wonders of Walmart.
Just like the wizard. Uh-huh. Okay. You got any ID, Merle?
He reached into his back pocket and brought out a cheap wallet with frayed buckskin stitching, a birthday present given to him by his mother when he was 8. Back then, it had just been the two of them, and the world had made sense. Inside the billfold was a 5 and 2 1s. From the compartment where he kept a few pictures of his mom, he brought out a laminated card with his photo on it.
Poughkeepsie Youth Ministry, the cop mused. You from New York?
Yes, sir. The sir was a thing his stepfather had beaten into him early.
You from there?
No, sir, but close by, a little town called Spuytenkill. That means a lake that spouts. At least that's what my mother told me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Interesting. You learn a new thing every day. How long have you been on the run, Merle?
Going on 3 months, I guess.
And who taught you to drive?
My Uncle Dave. In the fields, mostly. I'm a good driver. Standard or automatic makes no difference. My Uncle Dave, he had a heart attack and died.
The cop considered this, tapping the laminated card against one thumbnail. Not thuck, thuck, thuck now, but tick, tick, tick.
On the whole, Merle liked him, at least so far.
Good driver. Uh-huh. You must be get all the way from New York to this dusty, puckered asshole of a border town. How many cars have you stolen, Merle?
Three. No, four. This one's the fourth. Only the first one was a van from my neighbor down the road.
Four, the cop said, considering the dirty child standing in front of him. And how did you finance your southward safari, Merle?
Huh?
How did you eat? Where did you sleep?
Mostly slept in whatever I was driving, and I stole. He hung his head. From ladies' purses, mostly. Sometimes they didn't see me, but when they did, I can run fast.
The tears began to come. He had cried quite a bit on what the cop called his southward safari, mostly at night, but those tears had brought no real relief. These did. Merle didn't know why and didn't care. 3 months, 4 cars, the cop said, and tick, tick, tick went Merle's youth ministry card. What were you running from, kiddo?
My stepfather. If you send me back to that son of a bitch, I'll run away again. First chance I get.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I get the picture. And how old are you really, Merle?
12. But I'll be 13 next month.
12. I will be dipped in shit and spun backwards. You come with me, Merle. Let's see what we're going to do with you. At the cop shop on Harrison Avenue, while waiting for someone from social services to show up, Merle Cassidy was photographed, deloused, and fingerprinted. The prints went out on the wire. This was just a matter of routine.